Welcome to the online ministry of La Jolla United Methodist Church, a congregation of faithful Christians along the beautiful Southern California coast. Together we seek to grow in individual spirituality and in community with one another. All are invited to join in this vibrant faith community. More information can be found on our website at lajollaunitedmethodist.org. May you be enriched in the hearing of these words, and may you receive and enjoy God's blessing.
The scripture today is from Romans chapter 12, verses 1 through 8. So, brothers and sisters, because of God's mercy, I encourage you to present your bodies as a living sacrifice that is holy and pleasing to God. This is your appropriate priestly service. Don't be conformed to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your minds so that you can figure out what God's will is, what is good and pleasing and mature. Because of the grace that God gave me, I can say to each of you, don't think of yourself more highly than you ought to think. Instead, be reasonable, since God has measured out a portion of faith to each one of you. We have many parts in our body, but the parts don't all have the same function. In the same way, although there are many of us, we are one body in Christ, and individually we belong to each other. We have different gifts that are consistent with God's grace that has been given to us. If your gift is prophecy, you should prophesy in proportion to your faith. If your gift is service, devote yourself to serving. If your gift is teaching, devote yourself to teaching. If your gift is encouragement, devote yourself to encouraging. The one giving should do it with no strings attached. The leader should lead with passion. The one showing mercy should be cheerful.
I grew up in a single family or a single parent home. And a single parent home, not due to separation and divorce, as my kids are beginning to endure, a single parent home because of death and loss. My sisters and I lost our mom when I was 12 years old. I could point out the spot at my junior high school where my dad picked me up that day, because I was the bus riding kid, but he came and picked me up, and I could point out the spot where he told me that my mom had died. And I will tell you that it is my church family who sustained me. It was my church family who sustained me. Not perfectly, but it is my church family who sustained me, who reached out to me, who connected me. There was the director of Christian education. Her nickname is Candy. She was the one who was sort of, well, she was the boss, and it was really clear that she was the boss. But so tender, one day a week, she was also a special ed teacher at the junior high school, one day a week, she would take me out to lunch after school, or out to a snack, whatever it was. I was a teenager, I ate a lot. Who would take me out, and we would just talk, and I would just have space to say the things that I needed to say. It was my junior high school counselor who, when I began having really, really difficult thoughts, helped me to get connected with a counselor who I would see on a regular basis, who I would suggest was a part of saving my life. My community in my marching band in junior high school. Community saved me. And my church community was such an important part about that. Now, I said it wasn't perfect. There were people who tried to say nice things, who really reached out in compassion. But you can't tell a 12-year-old God just needed another angel, because then that 12-year-old starts to ask questions about why God would take a 12-year-old's mom out of selfishness. That's not the right thing to say to a kid who's lost their parent. And yet I understand now, as harmful as that was in the moment, and truly it was, I understand where those folks were coming from. Those folks who said those things that they really meant out of compassion. Because there was that sense of community and care. It's my assertion that the church community can be the example of what community looks like. The church community can be the example of what community looks like. Now, we experience all kinds of community. We experience community in our family. We experience our community in our neighborhoods. As someone who lived in the Midwest for a few years, and believe me, I am formed by my time in the Midwest, right? There's something particular about Midwest hospitality. But I tell you, having grown up up north of LA in Santa Clarita, not having spent much time in San Diego, one of the remarkable things about this city is that we have sections of community that are amazing. Like, I love this town particularly for that, because we have these areas of community. We identify them by name, of course, La Jolla and Pacific Beach and Ocean Beach and City Heights. These are communities. And this is an important thing, a good thing. Not all of our communities are perfect. And it's okay that not all of them are perfect. Believe me, I'm in line with Wesley, who suggests that we're all going on to perfection. But if we root our ideas of community in our Christian community, in our faith community, we can help make those communities all a little bit better. And Paul talks about it so well when he talks about how we have many parts in one body, but the parts don't all have the same function. And we understand that in our various communities, we don't all have the same function. But Paul also reminds us, not only in this illustration of the connectedness of the body, but in Paul's several illustrations of the connectedness of the body, that it all affects one another. My undergrad work at Chapman University was in psychology, and I really developed a love for Murray Bowen's family systems theory. The idea that our families are so deeply interconnected that when there is harm, when there is a damage to one part of the family system, it affects the rest. And I would suggest it's that way in our faith community as well. Look at the ways faith communities come together to pray for one another, to support one another. There's something about those faith communities that gather together to bring meals to someone who has experienced a loss in their life. I tell you, that's one of the things that I experience in the Midwest, and there's something about hot dish and buns. There's something about a tater tot casserole. But we do that too, don't we? When there is someone who is experiencing a challenge, a difficulty, a loss, we surround those persons because we recognize that our family, our community, is interconnected. I'm so grateful to Pastor Derek for using that word in the prayer, because we are an interconnected community. And again, I assert that our faith community can inform how we experience community, and indeed how we affect community outside of the faith community. I would suggest that in our neighborhoods, that we might recognize that we are connected with our neighbors. And when our neighbor experiences a loss or a challenge or a difficulty, how does that neighborhood come together? As we celebrate Independence Day, how is our sense of community, how do we change the ways we interact with those who are fellow United Statesians? Just a brief pause. It's my own pet peeve. I don't often talk about Americans just as United States folks, because my friends in Brazil are technically Americans. South America? I know it's a little thing. As persons who are connected as citizens of this country, how can our faith and spiritual life, our understanding informed by Paul, help us to understand that we can lift up and support one another, and that when there is damage in the community, it is damage to us all? How can we remember? How can we remember faithfully not only the ways that we have been a strong and effective community, but also the times that we've gotten it wrong? How can we acknowledge faithfully the times that we've gotten it wrong so that we don't make those same mistakes again? How can we acknowledge that we have treated our African American, our black siblings, in ways that have been deeply harmful? Acknowledge that with honesty so that we never do that again. Not only to our black sisters and brothers, but our sisters and brothers of color all around our country. How can we understand that there are ways that we have expressed classism that are so harmful? How can we lift up those who are marginalized, just as we prayed earlier today? This is a time of community, an important time to celebrate community, because community can not only lift us up and make us stronger, community is a place where we might understand that there are those who need our care, where we can understand that by lifting up the whole, that we lift up the whole. This is a time. This is a time that we might celebrate community faithfully and wholly. The community of La Jolla United Methodist Church, the community of La Jolla, the community of San Diego, the community of California, the community of these United States. Let us celebrate joyfully with fireworks and celebration, and let us do so in love.